So it's been a hot minute since my last recording. To all of you who usually listen to me, thank you so much for being so patient. I'm very sorry that it's taken me so long, and I know this isn't my usual type of content that I usually fill. I've had my hands full for quite a lot these past few weeks, but I'm thinking next week I'm gonna have quite a more open schedule, but for now, I wanted to do just something nice and simple. Right now, there's no script in front of me, no porn, no toys, just a bit of horny mental thoughts and an over-imaginative mind. So I thought maybe instead of something really intense or really focused on an individual thing that I'm dealing with, I would more just go on describing situations in particular that have been on my mind lately. And even projecting you in there a little bit. And trust me, my hands are not going to be idle while we talk here. So, you know, I've always had quite a lot of kinky fantasies in my mind lately, and well, it is National Lesbian Day for just a few more minutes, but no matter what, I can't get the idea of a woman just, I'd say, a foot or two taller than me. I know, that's quite a lot. Just standing above me while I'm on my knees, gently wrapping a collar tight around my neck, the touch of the leather just slowly gliding across the skin, clamping shut with a nice firm click, just letting me know that I'm nothing but hers, and that I'll always be hers. Then she gently tugs a blindfold right over my eyes. Keeps me from seeing, but I can feel every touch and hear every sound. And she reaches towards me and clips something onto my neck, and I feel a tug, forcing me onto my hands and knees, walking ever so slightly wherever she wants to lead me. And in the whole time, telling me things of what she expects of me, what she wants of me. And all I can say is, yes, mistress. Yes. Because I am her filthy little slut. Just the idea of being called someone's filthy little slut. Their own little piece of property just, gets me going. Being unable to see, only moving by the tug and pull of a leash wrapped around my neck. And follow her wherever she leads. I hear the clipping of more leather straps, but not on me this time. Before I get a mouthful of a nice, delicious strap on. being shoved right into my mouth. I can't move. Because the collar just tugs me back and forth towards it more and more. So I'm forced to suck on her cock. On my knees. Without sight. Gagging on her cock. Getting it nice and clean and wet for her. Before she just gets tired of it. Spins me around and just fucks me over and over, pulling on the collar, maybe even binding my hands and gagging my mouth while she just repeatedly fucks me bent over to whatever she wants. Over and over, and I scream in pleasure. Oh, at that point, I wouldn't even care who hears me. Just to know that I'm hers. Oh, it's perfect. And I'll see you all next week.